In commenting bilateral ties, President Xi Jinping called on both sides to effectively manage their differences and respect each other's core interests. Xi recalled his meetings with U.S. President Barack Obama over recent years and the many agreements they had reached, including building a new model of major country relations.
I cherish the working relationship between President Obama and I. We met several times over the past 3 years, and we'll meet again at the G20 summit in Hangzhou. We've reached many important consensus over a new model of major country relations and work together to boost the development of China-US ties in the right direction.
Xi Jinping noted the goal of China's development is to benefit its 1.3 billion people. He reiterated that China neither intends to challenge the present international rules and order, nor to seek hegemony. He stressed that Sino-US relations should always stick to the principle of non-conflict, non-confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win cooperation. The Chinese president called on both sides to expand economic, trade and investment cooperation, as well as cooperation in climate change and international and regional affairs to make pragmatic cooperation a ballast in China-US ties. For her part, Rice said the United States agreed to working with China to strengthen mutual trust, enhance pragmatic cooperation, and manage issues of difference through close communication. She said the U.S. viewed its relationship with China as one of its most consequential ties today, and China's success is in line with America's interest.
We view the U.S.-China relationship as the most consequential in the world today, and we believe that, as we've demonstrated, we have the capacity to make important progress when we cooperate effectively on issues of global concern. And we have the capacity to address and resolve our differences responsibly.
Rice's visit is also aimed at preparing for U.S. President Barack Obama's trip to China in September to attend the Leaders' Summit of the Group of 20 Major Economies in Hangzhou. As part of the meeting, the two sides vowed joint efforts in this regard. Xi Jinping said the summit is significant, especially on the background of the global economic situation.
As such, we must work together to make sure the G20 summit in Hangzhou will help to lift the confidence around the world and take concrete efforts to push forward global economic growth. That is of great importance.
Xi called on China and the United States as the world's two biggest economies to work together and make the summit a success, which will send a signal of confidence to the world and inject new vitality into the global economy. For CRI, this is Liu Yuanhui.